special events and a lot of good reminders for everybody. And we invite you to join the program if you'd like. Numbers are not coming to me, so that's okay. But we are happy to welcome Steve Hopp to the program. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Terry. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, first of all, there's something that I'm sure you're eager to talk about, and that is a big fundraiser for your department. That's the upcoming car show.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely excited that we get another year of the car show here. This is our 23rd annual Fire Department Car Show. We open the gates up for cars to start coming in at 7 a.m. They start parking. Typically, we have the public can start coming in, start looking at cars around that 10 a.m., 11 a.m. mark, and they can start looking around. We should have, hopefully, depending on the weather, of course, always plays a role in what we see for these beautiful cars that come in. But typically, we can get around 200-300 cars on a good year. All over our beautiful park that's all mowed and presented. And we have a concession stand going on with brats, burgers. Of course, we have our refreshment stand with some beer and soda and water as well. So it'll be hopefully some good weather and get a good turnout of people. This is a judged car show. It's concourse style. So we have multiple judges that go around grading for best paint, interior, stock and modified, different parts of the vehicle that they all get judged according to their class. So we have around 24 classes of different cars, basically 12 in modified, 12 in stock. And then of course the grand trophy, the best of all the show. We have a couple of specialty trophies for best paint, best in interior, I believe. The Chief's Choice, Fire Chief's Choice, Mayor's Choice as well. So there's quite a few trophies to get handed out to everyone, and really hope to see everyone there. We do have a band, Buck Naked, kind of a local band here that'll be playing starting at 3 p.m. They'll take a break around 4, and then we'll have the trophy presentation for all the classes, and then the band will resume right after the trophy presentation. So they'll play for another couple hours, just trying to get the community out, obviously raise some money. All our proceeds go to funding the fire department and EMS training and equipment. We have some posts on our Facebook page of some of the past purchases and some recent purchases that we've utilized these funds and donations to purchase for just extra equipment, better equipment, any way we can better serve our community, for sure.
Absolutely, and that's coming up tomorrow, Saturday?
Yep, Saturday, July 26th. So it's $10 per car to be judged. We do offer people that just want to come and show their car without being judged. That is free, so they can come just pull in line and walk around and enjoy the other cars as well, just not being judged. So our car entrance, which is something that can kind of is a little off the park grounds, that is east of the Fox Lake Pool is where all the cars will enter, and then they'll be getting parked by our staff down throughout our park system. So
very good. And what time can people come out and start looking at the cars?
Yeah, I'd say you could start showing up around that 11 a.m. mark. There should be a really good number of cars already parked there, and you could start looking them over really good. We have cars that'll filter in all through till about noon. They have to be in for registration, and then they'll be judged by about 2 o'clock. Is what we try to have our cutoff for judging at. Then we compile everything and then figure out the placements and placings for the trophy classes.
Sure. And then the announcements, what time is that about?
Announcements, we have that at 4 p.m. for the trophy presentation. We'll go through all the classes, and it's pretty exciting. Obviously, people that worked hard to restore their cars, and that's where the benefits kind of pay off for some people. And we usually have a first place trophy, and the second and third is a nice plaque for the classes, each class group. So, it's usually pretty exciting seeing some people pretty proud to win some of those nice trophies and everything. And we've had many people that have been coming to this car show for years and just really enjoy the park and the atmosphere for this show. So definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And where is this again?
So this will be at the Fireman's Park, which is behind City Hall in Fox Lake and the fire station there. Address is 246 East State Street. And you have a bunch of parking there by the community center. There's also the St. John's Church where we've parked, had people park before for kind of overflow. So all that, plenty of parking to walk over to the grounds and take a look at all the cars.
Absolutely. You say it's a big fundraiser, probably maybe the biggest of the year for your department, I imagine?
Yeah, certainly. It's our big drive. It's our big fundraiser for the year. We start early on in the year trying to see, you know, you got to nail down these bands right away. And we've added the band segment in the last few years just to kind of give that extra draw and try to get people some live music and watch some of those talented bands that we have. And we'd start with a kind of a letter writing campaign to our past sponsors and everything, looking to let them know about our upcoming show. And they have an opportunity to donate, and then they get recognized through whatever tier of donation that they give us. They get recognized as well, and we try to put that on our Facebook page, obviously, of course, thanking them and everything, and trying to get those names out to the rest of the community to say, hey, they're sponsoring the car show, they're supporting your local fire and EMS department and the city in general. Some really good sponsors that we have.
Don't mean to put you on the spot, but how much money would you raise in a single event typically?
Typically we try to get around about that $10,000 mark once all costs and everything have been, you know, divvied out, whatnot. We don't, you know, it's not like we make tons of money with it. Of course, we're trying to be cognizant of people and enjoyment of coming here as well and putting on an event for this whole city and surrounding communities. I mean, we have people that bring cars from all sorts of states. I mean, we've had people come up from Florida, you know, certainly around the Midwest, especially if there's a good few days of dry weather ahead of it, they'll drive their cars for a while just to come and go to our car show. You know, it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was going to ask, you know, do you get a lot of different new entries every year, or is it a lot of the same people from close by? It sounds like both.
Yeah, certainly both. You get a lot of people that are close by, and a lot of these car show cars that people have, they join clubs. So then you'll get a club of like 20 cars potentially that come in. And of course, we've had like Cruising Classics out of the Madison area that they come with their crew each and every year and also sponsor it. So they've been really cool to see and bring their beautiful cars here for everybody to look at. And you'll get other clubs from around the state. And, you know, these people just love their vehicles, love driving to these events, showing them off, the camaraderie that they have amongst one another. I'm sure they see multiple of the same people at the different shows that they go to. So we just try to be one of their stops in their summer of showing their cars and getting around to all these events.
Absolutely. And some of the live music acts, can you mention any by name?
Yeah, so certainly we've had, we have Buck Naked this year, and then we had the Toys before. We've also had Madison County. We've looked into other bands as well, trying to find that kind of some different genres and everything. A lot of these good bands certainly play a wide variety of music. They get the country, they get the classic rock, and try to have something for everybody's ear is definitely important. And another cool thing that I forgot to mention as part of the music is we have Mr. Jeff Hall every year putting on some music and kind of putting in his color commentary with cars driving by, and he's been a great help to our department. He actually will help us announce the trophies with his equipment and everything, so it's really cool having good local talent that's willing to come and help us out with the car show as well.
WBEV's own Jeff. Well, Jeff? Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're too kind. You're too kind. Thank you very much.
That's Jeff Hall. He's engineering the show today. Zach Hayes is taking a well-deserved day off. So yeah. Nice to have Jeff at the controls of this program. We're going to take a break right here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by...
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Looking for a pharmacy that goes the extra mile? Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy is here for you. Enjoy short wait times, the convenience of delivery right to your door, or quick and easy curbside pickup. They also offer bubble packaging, vaccinations, and more. Plus, they accept most insurances, making it even easier to get the care you need. Call them today at 920-356-0040 for more information. Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy. Your health, their priority.
Washington County's biggest event of the summer is happening July 22nd through the 27th. It's the Washington County Fair presented by Lynch Buick GMC. Nashville Next featuring Chris Lane, Foreigner, and Russell Dickerson headline the Silver Lining Amphitheater. The fun continues with the Paul Bunyan Lumberjacks, thrilling exhibitor competitions, and a Wednesday night feature truck and tractor pool. Get your tickets now at WCFairPark.com. It's all happening at the Washington County Fair from July 22nd through the 27th, where fun take center stage.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, it's not Valentine's Day, but I'm in love with their lobster sale. While supplies last, get 5-ounce rock lobster tail for $9 each. Full cold water lobster is $18 each. Cooked in 1.3-pound averages, they got pork too, of course. Like pork steak for $2.99 a pound, baby back ribs for $4.99 a pound, and 8-ounce bacon-wrapped tenderloin for $9.50 each. There's also bacon-wrapped smoked cheddar sausage rolls for $6.99 a pound, and whole untrimmed beef tenderloin for $14.99 a pound at a 4-pound average. Broad of the week is frozen cheesy garlic for $6 per package. The heating entree of the week is a Mexican street corn bowl with chicken. Get that for $7.99 each. Visit the Broad Fry in Horicon Saturday the 26th and the food truck at the Dodge County Humane Society that same day. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
1020 at WBEV, community comment also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. From casual to formal, traditional to transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an aerial rug to match and prices you love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Check them out online at McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. And now, community comment continues. Back to the Daily Dodge TV studio and Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jeff Hall. We are very pleased to be joined by Fox Lake Fire Chief Steve Hopp for the program today. And we especially want to remind you about the big car show fundraiser coming up at Fireman's Park tomorrow. You can start showing up around 11 or so. Look at all the cars, and then there'll be judging and then announcements at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I imagine the fun continues well beyond 4 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely, with the band resuming after the trophy presentation, and they'll play to the people, so it'll be a good time.
That's excellent. And that is tomorrow, starting at 11 in the morning at Fireman's Park in Fox Lake. So I believe this is the first time you've ever joined us on Community Comment. Why don't you give us this opportunity to talk a little bit about your department, especially the history of it?
Yeah, certainly. So pretty proud of our department here in Dodge County. It is actually one of the oldest started departments in the county. I think only Watertown beats us out for in Dodge County, but we were established in 1859. It started with, you know, a couple of leather buckets and some businesses that just had those leather buckets to put out the fires and sand and all the things back then. But it quickly evolved with the growth of the city starting from then on. And we got some of our first equipment, kind of more of the pumps and everything came in the late, about 1880s. They started getting some of that bigger equipment to actually move water in other ways besides buckets and carrying. So the old bucket brigade, but kept on growing, some good city growth and everything through the years. You're getting into the 1900s where they bought their first powered engine and everything. So we have like a replica of it, 1936 Dodge fire engine. So that was pretty cool that we have at our disposal as well. And we like to take that around and kind of show, but just some of that history of our department. Kind of growing throughout the years. We have our EMS department too that was started, I believe, in the late 70s, early 80s, when EMS was starting to kind of come around more and more as a city service. And so currently we have two EMS rigs that we run with our EMS department, and we have a couple of fire engines, some water tenders to haul for a lot of our non-hydrogen fires. And we have, of course, the brush rigs and everything, and that's coincidentally the skid unit on our new brush truck that we purchased, and the Kubota with the brush skid unit on there was all purchased with funds from the car show. So it's pretty cool to see that. And that is heavily used in the spring of the year, of course, with grass fires and everything. So it was pretty neat. So where we look at where we look at our department this time around with volunteer members and everything. So we have about 25 fire department members. We have probably some of those fire department members are also on EMS, like myself. We'll run ambulance calls and be a part of the fire department for putting out fires. But we have about 10 or so that are on the EMS side of things. So running two rigs when we have the need for multiple calls. I mean, there's some days, even being a population of around 1,600 people in the city, plus our townships, we'll have five EMS calls once in a while throughout the year. So, I mean, it's pretty busy for a small community. What's unique about Fox Lake, too, is we have all the water. We cover all of Fox Lake, cover all of Lake Emily, and basically the northern part of Beaver Dam Lake. So we actually cover the most water for rescues, for anything needed in Dodge County as well. So we do see our fair amount of, you know, having to get our boat out and rescue a stranded boat or somebody that has entered the water. We've had to have effect rescues for that. And we also have the ability to surface rescue for ice rescue and water. We don't dive. We have to call our partners in Dodge County and Beaver Dam Fire Department to get divers there right away, so with all their good equipment. So that's a unique thing that we have to always try to, you know, cover as well. And that's the thing that I was drawn to at the fire department, is trying to be a problem solver, right? Where you're the one being called to fix the situation, to make it better. And you have to use your critical thinking and your training to fall back on to make any of those situations better for our community. We also have a lot of people that travel through Fox Lake, just with 33 going to the Dells or wherever it may be. And so we get our bunch of car accidents and stuff that we got to be ready for. And, you know, we have a good group of men and women on our department that are trained and ready to put their tools to work and, you know, try to help out our community and the visitors that we have on a daily basis.
Sounds like your department is pretty well equipped and staffed, but I imagine, like a lot of other volunteer departments of your size, finding and recruiting volunteers is always an ongoing challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first got on the department, it was back in 2008 when I got on the department, and there was a waiting list. You had people 10, 12 to a waiting list, and you're kind of waiting for a position to open up to where they can take somebody from that waiting list, like, and get leveled up to be a firefighter. And I had to wait, I don't know, a good handful of months before I could even get put on. That dwindled and continued to dwindle throughout the years of where you don't have that waiting list and you have open positions that you can fill and get, you know, get them gear and everything. So it's been really tough to find enough people in the community that have the time to do that. You know, most households, you got both parents working jobs and everything, and they don't have that extra time. They get home with the kids, they're going to spend time with family and everything, you know, they just have not enough time in a day to devote, because there's a lot of time needed for the monthly trainings that we put on, the monthly meetings we have to run the department, plus just to get educated, just to the base level. We have all our firefighters go through Firefighter One, and we, of course, want them to certify and everything. That way we can go on mutual aid calls to the area communities that need our help when they call for us. And you're asking for hundreds of hours. You know, when you start throwing in Fire One, the hazmat operations, go into Fire Two, if they want to become an EMT basic, like our crew is, you're going to devote almost 200 hours of just training to get that certificate, you know, to get that license to run and provide care.
And then being on call once you're, you know, credentialed.
Yeah, and then, of course, once you're credentialed, and especially like our EMS, you're signing up for call time, you have to remain available, ready to respond within minutes of the dispatch. So you it's a lot of time devoted to it, and you have to have that focus and that drive and that passion, of course, to serve the community and, you know, meet people in their worst hour to try to help make things better. It's very rewarding though too when you do have the people that you meet and you help out, and how grateful they are. Of course, it's part of the little things like that keep you know going with it and drive that passion, is when you get to help somebody and save the day, so to speak. So it's something that, you know, we try to find that in people in the community that have that passion, and then they can put the work and the effort in, of course, to go through the classes, to be educated. And then it's continuing that training, right? You can't just say, hey, I got it, you know, sit back, let it, you know, figure things out. Society's changing, equipment's changing, the vehicles are changing. There's always something to train on and be better on. So we're active with training. If we get a donated house or something that's going to be getting tore down, we'll be putting all sorts of scenarios through that house, pulling hose lines, doing ventilation work, whatever we need to do to get hands-on and try to make it as real as possible.
Very good. Yeah, a lot of sacrifice and a lot of reward. We're going to take a break right here for the news, then come right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Celebrate our anniversary sale with 58% off of list prices for 58 years. Check out these amazing deals. This Linden three-piece chaise sectional for only $15.99 made by Ashley Furniture. Or this amazing sofa at only $599. We have bedsteads starting at $349, and we have dining sets starting as little as $399. Amazing Lazy Boy deals for this Lazy Boy Vail Rocker Recliner, available in two color options. Shop local and save big with us during our anniversary sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Wade Bates wandering the Washington County Fair right now, and we're headed to the weekend here today. There's going to be a lot of great stuff going on during the day, and a great classic rock band tonight donning the Silver Lining Amphitheater. Stacy Holland from the Washington County Fair. Stacy, are you ready for the weekend?
Woo, am I ever, Wade. I'm excited.
Tell us about Friday here today. What should we need to know today? Because there's so many things going on, and if you've been here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can still find something to do on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely, plenty of things to do. We have a lot of exhibitions that are new just today out in our A complex and our Ziegler building. So the exhibitors and the youth from across the county. I have, you know, putting on some of their great shows, bringing out their animals, some different rooster crowing contests. So there's a lot going on there that's just for today.
And Foreigner tonight is going to be the headliner.
It sure is. We're really excited. We've got Foreigner, 14 top 20 hits, you know. I'd start singing, but it's not a good idea. That's not one of my best skill sets. Opening for them is the Hippies and the Cowboys. We've got some great acts on our other stages as well. We've got the Maddie Joe Band. We've got 52nd Street Band, the Supertramp Band. So we're doing a lot of flashback tonight. We got something for everybody.
Now, parking here, obviously heading into the weekend, you can park on site. It's absolutely free, but you also offer, what is it, today and tomorrow, you offer some shuttle services?
We offer shuttle services from the West Bend School's parking lot. So it's a nonstop rotational shuttle. It starts at 3 p.m. and it runs until 12:30 a.m. So parking around here starting about 3:30, 4 o'clock, the traffic gets bad and there's no way to avoid it. So I'd say come early or hit the shuttle lot and that bus will get you in here a lot faster, and then we'll get you out of here by any time between 3:30 and 12:30 a.m.
Awesome stuff. And then also, if you're looking to buy your tickets in advance to the Washington County Fair, it's really easy, isn't it? So you don't have to worry about waiting in line here?
Yeah, I would suggest that tonight because we're going to be packed. So washcofairwi.com. Get your tickets in advance. I'll get you an admission ticket. And then if you want to get your concert tickets, hopefully we have a few seats still left, but get in early today.
All right. Stacy, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Wade.
I am Wade Bates, wandering the Washington County Fair on 95.3 WBEV.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On his way to Scotland to discuss tariffs and to visit his golf resorts, President Trump said he could, but he has not given thought to pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
Ghislaine Maxwell is someone who is serving a 20-year sentence, a conviction for sex trafficking that she has tried to appeal. This is someone who wants to get out of prison and who initiated this conversation with the Justice Department. She's eager to talk. The question is, what is she willing to tell them, and what is the administration willing, if anything, to give her in return?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights have begun from that immigration center set up in the Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government is considering alternative options now to ceasefire talks with Hamas after Israel and the U.S. walked out of discussions in Doha on ending the war, citing a lack of desire on the part of Hamas to reach a truce. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. A major Beaver Dam employer is getting bigger. There was a ribbon cutting at Generac's new industrial generator factory and office complex in the Highway 151 Business Park yesterday. Beaver Dam is already Generac's biggest factory in North America. 320 people should be working there by the end of the year. A man from Waupun is dead after three vehicles crashed last night on Highway 151 just south of Waupun. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says it happened at about 6 o'clock in the town of Chester. Deputies say the driver of an SUV was killed after running into the back of a pickup truck hauling a trailer, which then struck a third vehicle. Those vehicles were stopped at a railroad crossing for a passing train. A former Sun Prairie West High School staff member is arrested on more than 50 counts of alleged child sex crimes. Police say some of the suspects' alleged victims are students at Sun Prairie West. They're getting services and support from a specialist. Now that Governor Evers isn't running for re-election, several candidates could make for a crowded Democratic primary. Potential names include Josh Call, David Crowley, and Cavalier Johnson. There are two Republicans in the race, Josh Showman and Bill Berrien. Evers' announcement may spur Tom Tiffany, Eric Hovde, or Tim Michaels to run. There is new leadership at Mayville Emergency Management Service. The city's Police and Fire Commission tapped Julie Staffen to serve as the next director. Staffen has been deputy director since 2016. Devin Selnow is promoted to deputy director. He has nearly two decades of experience. Both begin their new roles August 2nd. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 65, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for storms. High temperatures reach up to 86. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
I'm Corey Sparks here live at our Broad Fry at Slumberland Furniture on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You can stop on down between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for a Pernat's Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Plus, take your shot at our 95K Sizzlin' Sweepstakes, presented to you by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. See if you can crack the prize vault and win that $95,000 prize. I am here now with Stacy from Slumberland Furniture. Stacy, big anniversary sale going on right now. What are the important details with that?
We have so many fun things. We have mattresses for our anniversary sale. It's 58 years in business, which is it's just awesome. We have mattresses starting as low as $99 for twin, full, or queen size. You know, the bed in the box ones where you can buy them online, but you can't actually try them. Mm-hmm. You can try them out here before you buy them. They're actually less priced, and they're amazing. We've got $300 bonus cash that you earn with Sealy Posturepedics, Tempur-Pedics, and Stearns & Foster Select mattresses. You just get cash for buying the mattresses, which is, again, amazing.
Awesome.
And we have interest-free financing, so it takes 2 minutes to apply. It's super simple. You can get everything that you need here.
Awesome. Stacy, you just alluded to it a second ago. 58 years. What does it take to be in business and thrive for 58 years?
Oh, man. A lot of creativity. Mm-hmm. So we have a really great team. 58 years is a really long time. We're super, super proud. And this community that we've been serving, we've been here now for, I think, 19 years this October, and it has been absolutely amazing. The community is incredible, and I think that's really what makes us who we are, is we have a really great support structure.
Awesome stuff. Stacy, thank you very much. We'll check in throughout the afternoon. Do not forget to stop on down here at Slumberland, everybody. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Home searching online? About to click that contact agent tab? Hold that finger. Did you know that when you click that tab, you're likely reaching someone outside your local area? Before you do that, consider connecting with a real estate advisor who actually lives and works in your community. Someone who knows the local inspectors, service providers, contractors, and even the best pizza place in town. Get started with the buyer consultation so you're fully prepared for when the one pops up for sale. We are here to help. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our anniversary sale is going on, and you can save big with your choice of mattresses. $99, you can get a queen size, twin size, or a full size mattress. Those bed in the box mattresses, you can try them in store with us. Sealy Posturepedics for $399. Choose your softness at $999. Pick firm, medium, or soft. Earn $300 Slumberland cash with select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster's mattresses. Get 36 months interest-free financing with minimum purchase of $19.99 or more. Save big with us during our anniversary event going on right now on all mattresses.
Meal planning is easy with a trip to the market at Beaver Dam. Sizzle up dinner with Angus Pride New York strip steaks, just $16.99 a pound. Add fresh flavor with raspberries or blackberries, 2 for $5. Stock up on Pepsi 6-packs, 3 for $12. Granny's Deli has ready-made meals and sweet treats that make life easier. Don't forget the liquor department. Get the lowest legal prices on Busch Light 30-packs, Mount Royal Whiskey, and Fleischmann's Vodka this week. Meal planning starts with the market at Beaver Dam.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And don't forget Pro Edge Sharpening, located inside Professional Floor Covering. Full-service blade sharpening shop. Sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. So get those lawnmower blades in now. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost anything else with an edge, they'll sharpen it. At Pro Edge Sharpening. Give them a call, 920-887-8341. 19 minutes away from 11 o'clock, back to Community Comment and Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jeff. If you'd like to join the program, if you're out there listening, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. Our guest, of course, is Steve Hopp. He's the fire chief in Fox Lake, and he's here to talk about a lot of things. Perhaps most importantly is tomorrow's big car show fundraiser at Fireman's Park starting at 11, with announcements of the judging coming up at 4 o'clock. But, of course, there's food, there's live music, and it's going to be just a great way for you and your staff to mingle with the community.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be running around and trying to put on hopefully a seamless, good show as possible. One other thing I forgot to mention is the city pool in Fox Lake has been sponsored for all the open pool days. So there's free swimming right next to it. So bring the kids, they can go to the pool and swim. You can look at cars, you can kind of make a whole day of it for pretty cheap, you know, in grand scheme of things, you know.
Yeah, that's terrific that Fox Lake makes that free swimming available thanks to the businesses and groups that sponsor that.
Absolutely. It's amazing the community support you have with the different area businesses and even some just outside of the city of Fox Lake as well that has sponsored so many of these days for free. I think all of 2025 was free for patrons, for people to enjoy our swimming pool. So, and it's been getting used pretty heavily this year with the warm weather. So.
I'll bet it has. Absolutely. And this car show is just not a fun thing to do. It raises money for your department, $10,000 in a typical event. And that helps go pay for equipment, which helps you take care of a lot of important matters that you have to do, not only putting out fires, but rescuing folks in car crashes or out on the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. You know, we have a lot of training that we do all the time. It takes takes equipment, some equipment that's just meant for training, and, you know, mannequins and the different things that we have to try to replicate real-life scenarios. But then, you know, one of the coolest things that I thought we were able to help purchase and get was when we changed over to battery-powered JAWS equipment. And that has been a game changer. The amount of time we saved from hooking up hydraulic hoses, starting a small gas motor and a hydraulic pump, and getting our equipment out to just grabbing, pushing a button, and go with these great equipment. So that is one thing that really stood out to me as something that could really impact somebody's life in a hurry. So that's really cool to be able to do that with the money and to help give it back to the community in some way through quality trained people. And so it's always good. There's always something else out there that we need, or, you know, that as technology gets better, we're going to be looking to purchase with these funds. So, and of course our call volumes and some of the, you know, especially for EMS have been going up over the years with the aging population and growth in our city, certainly. So, for example, I mean, like I said before, we're a city of 1,600 people plus the surrounding townships and everything, but we'll get about 310 to 320 calls for service for our EMS per year. So that's pretty busy for the size of community we have. And of course, it's helping neighboring communities as well when we're called upon. We work really closely with Randolph and the fire department EMS over there. And in fact, with a lot of our fire calls, we are auto-aided with Randolph Fire Department as well. That helps you get equipment coming there, making sure you have people to respond and they're close by. So it's really cool to have communities around you that are willing to help and you know, get these calls. So we'll go to them, they'll come to us, and so that has increased our fire department rescue volume a little bit too, where we're around that 75 calls for the fire department. You know, yes, a lot of them are smoke detectors, CO alarms going off, and, you know, some of the routine stuff, but certainly we've seen more structure fires, and especially with the automatic aid and mutual aid agreements with surrounding communities, we're getting pulled in to help our neighboring communities put out these structure fires and fix these incidences, and especially City of Beaver Dam being right on our south side, anything in the City of Beaver Dam, you know, we're sending an engine to typically to help them put out when we get something big. So we get called quite a bit for the size of community we are.
Certainly, certainly. I think you brought some more information with you to drive that point home.
Yeah, so when you kind of look at the breakdown of kind of where we get called and what we're getting called for, we actually in 2024 have numbers here that we've actually been called to 13 different structure fires. So some of your most intense labor intensive, most at risk type of rescue calls to go to. Car accidents were right there at 14 different car accidents that we were called to. And what was unique about 2024 is we actually are pretty busy out on the water and the ice, where we had 10 different calls on the water, water rescue, ice rescue related in 2024. So it's certainly something where you always got to be on your toes. You never know when that pager goes off, what the incident is going to be, but you got to be ready, you know, and get moving with that. Looking back, we have kind of grown since 2017. I have 70 calls for service back then. And like I said, in 2024 and actually 2023, we were at 74 calls for service. And the way we started out 2025, I think we're going to beat that number. So there's definitely more incidences happening year to year. And that just kind of makes you focus on being ready, having people available. And that's kind of what my job is too, to make sure I have quality people, men and women, and that are trained and ready to go and respond for these calls. So,
as an observer, as a layperson, I would have assumed that all the rain we've been getting this summer would cut down on things like grass fires, wildfires, but those sorts of incidents have been keeping you plenty busy this year.
Yeah, there's still time. You know, there's still dead grass that may be buried in amongst the green growing grass. And actually, just like a few weeks ago, we had a ditch fire that was started. So, I mean, there's always something going on. We had it a couple years ago. We have a big marsh that lines the east side of our it's basically floating marsh, floating bog that lines the east end of our lake on Fox Lake. And it's, I forget how many hundreds of acres of marsh and cattails and everything. And a firework being lit off in the middle of the humid summer still set that fire off. And we had to have people on fire watch. We had to make sure it wasn't going to encroach on any of the neighboring structures, some of the hunting shacks or something that may be out on the edges of the marsh. But luckily, it kind of burned and smoldered through the night, but didn't grow any bigger than that. The DNR put up a drone or something, kind of looked at how big it was, and it was one of the larger acres burned in the state of Wisconsin that year. So it was kind of unique, but again, it was just grass, so we kind of just were ready. We knew where all the close structures were, so we were ready to put out if it got close, but luckily it just burned down some of the grass floating out on the lake. So, but yeah, there's always something. It's just something's going to happen. You don't know when, but you're going to be ready for it.
That is the life of a firefighter, for sure. We're going to take another quick break here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Pernet Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernet Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Friday, July 25th at Slumberland in Beaver Dam and August 6th at Spiro Heritage.
Is that Christmas music?
Yes, it is. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. We are having a Christmas in July sale. That's right, McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a Christmas in July sale. Right now is the perfect time to come to McKinstry's and feel the Christmas spirit. This year, you can get a head start on your Christmas shopping with sales on Lazy Boy recliners, end tables, sofas, mattress sets, reclining sofas, pictures, lamps, and accessories. Come to McKinstry's Home Furnishings and pick a mitten off our Christmas tree and save up to 50% instantly. McKinstry's offers prompt delivery, or you can take it with you. No waiting. Pick a mitten, try it on, and save 5, 10, 20, up to 50% off the sale prices. Merry Christmas in July. Stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings for the Christmas in July sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday, July 28th.
Is it snowing?
Join Visiting Angels for Senior Soundwaves Saturday morning at 8:30. Learn about Matt Thompson, the Director of Client Care for Visiting Angels, and the growth of Visiting Angels nationwide. Senior Soundwaves, presented by Visiting Angels on 95.3 WBEV.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Summer deals are heating up at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. From clothing and furniture to housewares and even sporting goods, there's something for everyone. Whether you're updating your space, refreshing your wardrobe, or gearing up for your next adventure, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has you covered. Cool down with hot prices that won't burn your budget. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
This Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., it's Jam by the Dam at Tahoe Park in Beaver Dam with Nobody's Hero. Free music, a brand new stage, and good vibes all night long. Bring your lawn chairs, coolers, and picnic baskets. Don't miss Jam by the Dam this Friday at Tahoe Park.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
All right, coming up on about 8 minutes before 11 o'clock at your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Back to the Daily Dodge TV studio and Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jeff Hall. We are talking about a lot of things relating to the Fox Lake Fire Department with Fire Chief Steve Hopp. First and foremost, we definitely want to get in one more reminder about the big car show fundraiser coming up at Fireman's Park in Fox Lake. That's tomorrow starting at 11. You can take a look at, if you're a car person, this is the place to be tomorrow. Even if you're not, even if you just like to be out and about on a beautiful day and get together with people, Fireman's Park in Fox Lake is the place to be starting at 11. And then there'll be the judging announcements at 4 o'clock, but live music throughout and well after. And it's a very important way that you can help out the Fox Lake Fire Department, all the volunteers who help keep us safe and get us out of jams when bad things happen. Some other events are coming up too, Steve, and the big one is the National Night Out.
Yeah, our city, Fox Lake, and the police department and the community here with us, with the fire and EMS, they started this last year, and it had a tremendous had a tremendous event with just a ton of people showed up for it. It was a beautiful day. That always helps, of course, but I couldn't believe the amount of people that showed up from the community and area communities as well to, you know, we get our engine out, some of our equipment, open up the doors and let them kind of look around and ask questions about it. It is a pretty important recruiting event too. We have some flyers, of course, for how you want to become a firefighter, EMT in Dodge County. Dodge County actually puts out a flyer for all of us to have to recruit, because we're not only recruiting for ourselves, we are recruiting for other area departments that are in the same situation typically as us as well. So when you get the people that come from all over for this event, you know, you can hand them something and have them take a look like, hey, this may be something I can do with the free time that I have and help support your community. So with National Night Out, we get the police departments there, the fire departments there, EMS. I believe the city also is going to have some, like a bounce house and some other things. There's going to be food available that is put on by the city as well. The other thing, the other draw that we have lined up right now, but it's, of course, dependent on calls, is we have a medical helicopter coming in to land and be on display as well. So it's a really great event to, you know, reach out to the community, show some equipment, everything that we do. You can also educate a little bit there. I know there's our EMTs last year, you know, taking blood pressures and everything and just kind of interacting with people. And it's amazing to see the number of kids when their eyes light up with a fire truck, of course. And, you know, they kind of root around all over, climb in, and, you know, you hope, you know, a handful of them consider it when they get older too. So it's laying the seeds early with a lot of that and trying to trying to get the public interested in serving your community, for
right.
sure. So,
yeah, it's July, but school will be in session again before we know it, and that's a big part of your outreach too, is making appearances at the local schools.
Yeah, absolutely. October, we have Fire Prevention Week that goes on then, and usually we get everything set up with the local schools. So we'll go to Sages, and we put on a fire prevention type education event. You know, bring some turnout gear, bring the engine. So we'll make our rounds to Sages. We go to St. John's in Fox Lake as well, and then we've been working with Leap Ahead as well to go to the little kids there just outside of town and bring the fire truck and have all the kids that are enrolled in Leap Ahead come out and take a look at the equipment and do a little bit of a fire prevention, how to work a fire extinguisher, work with the, depending on what age group we're dealing with, you can work with the school and the people and kind of design something that they want to have as well. But we're at your disposal to reach out to and schedule something where you want to have the fire department come in, could have some EMTs come in and do something. So we're certainly at the disposal of our area community schools. So that's something also that we're looking at in the future. And I just talked with the mayor of Fox Lake, and they've been also cognizant and helping us try to recruit and, make our departments even stronger. We're looking at setting up something more specific to kind of that older age group in our Sages school, fifth or sixth grade, somewhere in there, where we can talk to the kids and say, hey, this is a viable option as a young adult, somebody that's growing, like, hey, take a look at this. You could be a volunteer and be able to support your community. Also to look at the police department as a profession, law enforcement as a profession. So I know Chief Dwayne and myself are kind of looking at, and the mayor of Fox Lake, Tom, certainly looking at ability to get into these and try to recruit more, try to have something where you're getting a hold of these people's attention early in life before they run out everywhere and, forget about even, trying it.
For sure, for sure. Very important. It's been an hour well spent. I want to thank Fox Lake Fire Chief Steve Hopp for being with us. And one more plug for the Fireman's Car Show fundraiser. That's at Fireman's Park tomorrow in Fox Lake, starting at 11 and going into the evening. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.